Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. The voice is the most powerful tool you have if you know how to use it. And that's what I do. I'll teach you how. So jump over to the website, captivatetheroom.com, because right now you can click a link and send me a voice recording, a couple of minutes. And I'll get back to you and I'll let you know what your voice barriers are. Voice barriers are the bulletproof glass that keep us from connecting with you. They can be the very thing that is keeping you from catapulting your success in your business and your personal life. And they're linked to your psychology of the voice, which is what I teach, which is a little bit different approach to voice, because it goes straight to the core. So jump on over there, captivatetheroom.com, and I can't wait to hear your voice. Now, today I want to talk about speed, because as you know, I say this all the time. A lot of times I pick my episodes based on what keeps coming up for my clients and what keeps coming up for people, you know, questions and in groups that I teach online. And I've seen a whole lot lately about using speed to keep the audience's attention. And I mentioned this in another episode. I'm not sure if that episode will have aired by now or not, but I wanted to dedicate an entire show to this idea. Because a lot of people seem to think that going fast, hurrying, you know, getting the words out as fast as you can is going to captivate the audience, is going to keep them with you. And I also see a lot of people do this. They go really fast. This is not going to captivate your audience. End of story. And I'm going to give you all the reasons why going fast is not going to keep your audience with you. It's not going to captivate them. Now, what is causing this? Well, there could be a lot of things causing it. You might be nervous. You might, and these are things that I've heard from clients of mine before. You might be nervous, and so you're going really fast because you're really nervous. And we go faster when we're nervous because we're not breathing. You could be not breathing. Chances are good that you're not connected to the breath. You could be a perfectionist and you're so worried about getting the words out right that you just want to get them all out so that you can step away from that fear. I'm going to get the words wrong, so I'm just going to dump them all out and deal with the fallout. That's a perfectionist thing, right? You may use speed as your go-to. Go-to may be the speed. That may be what you've laid in to create an impact and to captivate somewhere down the line. You laid in speed. It could be linked to your psychology of the voice story. Maybe you had a bunch of sisters or, you know, a boss that cut you off or people cut you off. So you started going really fast so you could get all your words out before you were cut off or told to stop talking. It came from a result of something. There was an action and that was your reaction. And that's what you laid into the muscle memory. And now you do it because it's in the muscle memory and you believe that it is going to get you the result that you want. But I'm here to tell you, it is not going to get you the result that you want. You could also be dealing with a time factor. Oh, I've only got 20 minutes for this meeting. I've only got X amount of time. I've got to hurry up and get this out because I don't have a lot of time. I see this in podcasts a lot. I've got to hurry up. 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 There are a million different reasons that you've laid in fast, but you've laid it in and you're using it as a go-to. You could be relying on the words. I got to hurry up and get these words out because the message is what is going to make the impact. And you've heard me talk about words. So here's the thing. And this is where muscle memory and psychology of the voice and all of this becomes this rubber band ball. You continue to put out what's in the muscle memory, driven by your choice, and you're not getting the result that you want, and you don't really know why, but you just keep doing it, hoping to get a different result. The very things that you need to do, you are afraid to do because they will put you in maximum vulnerability. Yeah, let me say that again. The very things that you need to do will put you in max vulnerability. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. There's all these other reasons, but if I can hurry up and go fast and be loud, I don't have to let you in. I can control the outcome. I can control how, you know, how I'm speaking. I am in charge. I'm in charge of the words. I am the word boss. And I don't have to let you in, friend. I don't let you have to see I don't know, or see me stop to think or breathe or connect or be who I am. You ever notice in a confrontation, people usually, not all the time, but usually go way faster. I got to hurry up and tell you that I'm really upset about this because vulnerability. If I tell you how I really feel, or show you who I really am, or you hear who I really am, it could all go down the toilet. You might not like me. You might not buy from me. You might not connect with me. You might not think I know what I'm talking about. You might not think I'm good enough. Judgment. Voice, orchestra of the heart. Subconscious mind, protecting from judgment, uses the voice to help manipulate that so it doesn't happen. Result, you're not getting what you want. You're not creating the connections. You're not getting the deals. You're not going from good to great. You're not catapulting your business. You're not being heard. Your self-confidence is plummeting. So fast is not your answer to captivating the audience and keeping their attention. First of all, here's why. And I'm going to give you several scenarios. First of all, are reasons, not scenarios, but reasons. We don't know what you know. I've talked about this in many, many episodes. We don't know what you know. And I even had to learn this. I've mentioned this story before. I'll never forget the time that somebody walked up to me after a presentation and said, "God, I love your work. I just don't understand what you're talking about." We don't know what you know. I could have five voice experts in here. They don't know what I know. You're a health coach, millions of health coaches. They don't know what you know. So you start hammering along really, 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 really fast. First of all, I don't know what you know. Second of all, I don't know where you're going. Because chances are good, you may not be using transitional phrases. You may not be giving me vocal headings. You may not be really being the tour guide. It's the difference in saying, "Yep, here's New York City. And you see that building over there? Look up to that fifth floor window. You know what happened in there? That's where Andy Warhol painted the Campbell Soup canvas picture." That's the difference. So you go to fast because you want it for any of those reasons. You want to keep my attention and you're going so fast and I can't follow you. And as soon as I can't follow you because I have an audible delay, because I don't know where you're going and I don't know what you know, boom, the 90-second checkout comes in. Every 90 seconds, our brain tells us to check out. You're going too fast. I can't keep up. I can't connect. I don't know what you're talking about. 90-second checkout comes in. I'm out. I'm out. So the very thing that you used to get the result you want, the very voice technique you used to get the result you want, will never get it because I checked out and I'm thinking about what I've got to do later. I'm daydreaming. I'm looking at my phone. Start watching the next time you go fast and see if people start messing with their phones. If they do, you've got a problem. Start looking for that glazed over look in their eyes. Start looking for them to click off of your video. We don't know what you know. You have to take us on the voice journey. Now, the next problem is it becomes predictable. I know you're going fast. That's what you're doing. There is no journey. You're going fast, 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 you're going fast. If you could see my, and I don't know what this is called, I should, but if you could see where my voice waves are coming in, when I just did that, everything looked exactly the same. When I do something else, the waves are bigger, they're smaller, they're fatter, they're skinnier, they're all over the place. Predictable. The minute you get predictable, I know where you're going. And you just gave me permission when that 90 seconds comes to check out. I'm out. I know where he's going. I know what she's doing. I don't know what she's saying, but I know how she's saying it. Okay. Speed also can have many, many voice barriers in it. I don't want to let you in, and this is closely linked to vulnerability and connection. Okay, I'm going to kind of do all of these together. I don't want to let you in. I don't want your judgment. I don't want to know. I don't want to be. I don't want to do. I don't want to have. I just need to get these words out, and I'm focused on the outcome, and we're not creating a connection. We're cutting a deal. I got to get this message out because you're going to connect to the message. It's don't even bother connecting to me because you may not like me. You may judge me. I got to hurry up. I got to keep your attention so that you'll do the deal. And you know, focusing on the outcome is a part of that. And I just recently did an episode on focusing on the outcome versus building the connection with your voice in the moment. You may have laid in that fast as a voice, part of your psychology of the voice, and it's created a voice barrier for you. Voice barrier is, I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged. I'm worried about what you think. I'm afraid of what you think. I don't feel heard, so I have to hurry up and get my words out. All of those are voice barriers that we can hear in the overall, or I can hear in the overall tone and tell you what they are. We can hear them and feel them in a global sense, but they all bottom line down to vulnerability and connection. I'm not letting you in. I'm not letting you in. I'm not being vulnerable. I'm not letting you hear my pain, feel my fear, none of it. If I just go as really as fast as I can, then you don't, there's no way you can get in. It's like trying to cross a highway. You know, I live near the highway here in Los Angeles, and I mean 24 hours a day, cars are whipping by. I can't imagine trying to cross that thing. It could never, ever, ever happen. If you're going that fast, the connection trying to get in is like me trying to cross the highway. It ain't gonna happen. Not without some carnage. And the same thing is true for your voice and that fast go-to you've laid in from your psychology of the voice story and the barriers that it is creating are keeping the connection from happening. So that's kind of all together there. Another problem is it creates shoving, which shoving is a little, can be a voice barrier. But when I talk about shoving, I'm talking about with your voice, you either repel me or you pull me to you. So are you pushing me away or are you pulling me to you? If you push me away, I can't connect. I can't hear. I can't listen. I can't engage. I can't do what you want me to do. I'm not compelled. I'm not captivated. You're not keeping my attention because you pushed me away. Speed and volume push me away. If I could go really fast and keep going fast and keep going fast, you feel how I'm pushing you away and I'm pushing you away. And then I add in louder and I really am start pushing you away because I don't want you near me. So I push and push and push and push and push. But when I change that, I draw you to me. So moderate volume, quiet volume, things like that pull you to me. Fast shoves you away. Now you can have fast bits and you can have loud bits, just like you want to have bits of all the five elements of variety. But if you choose fast as your only choice, you are going to push me away. And that's another problem in business and in life. Nobody wants to feel like they're being hammered at. And then ultimately, you can't make me feel anything if you make one choice, regardless of what that choice is. And that's one of people's biggest problems. That is one of the biggest problems. You have a go-to. That go-to is laid into your muscle memory. It keeps you safe. You think you're going to get the outcome. You don't know what to do different. You don't know how to get a new layer of muscle memory. So you just keep trying the same thing and not getting a different result. All five elements, the full orchestra must be played for you to touch my senses, which in turn affect my emotions. When that happens, then I'm captivated. And you know what? Even if you don't have all five, maybe you have four, maybe you have three. That's still something. That is still unpredictable, which is where we started this whole thing. Unpredictable, touching my senses, all five elements of variety is what captivates me and keeps my attention. Not going as fast as you can so that I won't drift off. You gave me the reason to drift off, right? So that's some problems. That's some problems that fast is causing for you. We don't know what you know. It's predictable. You're shoving at me. There's potential voice barriers. You're not affecting my emotions. You're not being vulnerable and connecting with me. That's a lot of problems in one little voice element. Now, that voice element is okay if it's balanced out, but as the go-to, it will never give you the result that you want, which is to keep me with you, to captivate me. So we've got to get rid of fast as a tool, as a vocal tool to keep our audience with us. And that's why. Now, the reasons why you do it, well, we'd have to look at that. And ideally, we want to address them. We want to lay in something new into the muscle memory. We want to take on that psychology of the voice issue that got you going that fast, got you there in the first place, right? But let's look at voice barriers first. And that's really where I want to start. In all of these episodes, I'm talking about different things. But what I've got going right now is this situation with voice barriers. You may have a voice barrier of going too fast, and there's something behind it. Let's find out what it is that is psychologically, subconsciously causing you to do it. It's laid in. We've got to lay something new in. But let's get to the core. Let's get to the root. Let's get rid of it so that you can be free to speak your truth freely, your voice flowing out for the rest of your life, right? It's worth the time because in the big picture of things, you keep going like this for another 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you're not going to get a different result. Aren't you ready to be great? Aren't you ready to captivate? So send me that recording. Go over to the website, captivatetheroom.com. I tell you exactly what I need and exactly how to do it. And let's get you slowed down. There's too many problems linked with speed, right? All righty then, I can't wait to hear your voice. And that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.